Hey, everybody. Ray Brem here. Welcome to the podcast that will help you increase the income and influence of your book, Beyond Royalties. Book Profit Secrets with Ray Brem starts now.
Hey, everybody. Ray Brem here. Welcome to another amazing session. And this one's exciting because we are going to talk about creating an online business from your book. I'm here with Dr. Gina Lester, who is a Wall Street Journal best-selling author and professional speaker, as well as an educator with over 20 years of experience in college admissions counseling. She helps entrepreneurs, coaches, and consultants take their skills into the entrepreneurial world by developing their Uniquely You formula, which she uses to help people find their passions and be more successful on their journey. And this is exciting because we're all here for this exact topic. Dr. Gina, welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'm super excited to be here.
For sure. So give us all the 30,000 foot view of the path you took in 30 seconds or less. No, I'm just kidding. But how you got to where you are today and where are you today that's going to help us all?
Okay. So as you mentioned, I am an educator. I've been in the college admission space for a lot of years in the education space, helped families navigate that whole crazy competitive process. And when we really started, our industry started, it was typically a traditional brick and mortar business. It was set up very much like a counselor who a student would come in, sit down. We would work one-on-one through the college process. It was really a lot of families who had kids that were high achieving, that were looking at going basically to Ivy schools or something specific to that effect. And then as time continued to go through and I was continuing to work with students and wrote my book, and I really had always wanted to write a book, had a passion to do that. And when I set out to do it, I thought, I really want to write a book that is going to be geared to the average student, to students who are not only high achieving, but students that are looking to just understand how this whole process works. So that's how I wrote my book. And thinking through that, I really wanted to begin to transition what I was doing to a different type of business that was going to be more affordable for families, not just for families who could afford to pay high cost for a private consultant, but also for students that really were looking for someone to guide them outside of just their high school counselor, because typically students don't get a lot of guidance in that respect and they struggle a lot through that. So I wrote my book, put it out to the world. It was been very successful, and then began to look at my model and how I could really transition from being that one-on-one in person where I'm literally glued to an office, you know, hour after hour meeting student after student, and how I could really transition that into something that was going to reach more families, give more accessibility to families. And that is how I took my book and took the formulas from within my book and the systems that I used in my book to transform that into an online process. So that's basically where my business started. I started this in 2019. So when 2020 hit, my business tripled what everybody else's was. Struggling because I had already moved into that online space and really had a system in place.
Why that resonates with me is because I think, you know, even though this happened because of the pandemic or whatever everybody's staying inside, that's not going to the online learning, the ability to do business online, that what you and I are doing here over, you know, Zoom or whatever, you know, format we're communicating and teaching with our students. That's not going away. In fact, most of the world learn they can learn that way. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of opportunity out there. And people like you are paving the way. When you work with people in this capacity, how do you start? I mean, if somebody's watching this and they've got a book mm-hmm. and they're like, I need to make money. I know I want to do it online. Mm-hmm. Where do I start? What do I start to think about?
Yeah. And so that's really how I transitioned basically into the coaching of other business owners and so forth, because I'm an educator at heart. I love that. I love being able to share. And a lot of other people are in that same boat. Maybe you're tired of your business running you instead of you running your business. And that's kind of one of the big things I always say. And so, you know, when I start with families or individuals and I really dive into how you can transition and use your book to move into that online world, the first step is really, I have a system called Uniquely You, and I use that with my kids in college, and I just transition that over and use it with our, with individual business owners too. And so basically what we begin to really look at is we take a step back and we figure out, what is it that is in your book that's making your book that you're wanting to get out to the world? What is it that was your passion? Why did you write that book? What did you want to do with that book? And so there's a lot of different ways and things that you can use your book and ways to get it out there to the world. But how can you take that and bring it into an online world, whether you're creating courses or memberships or various other types of online programs. I do group coaching sessions and various things to that effect that would really begin to allow you to grow your business and scale it using your book and doing that. So first of all, obviously your book gives you authority, but it's like pulling the passion from that book, and whether you're pulling from a chapter or whether you're pulling from the whole book and using that to build out your other programs versus building your program and then kind of figuring out, I'm going to throw the book in the middle of it somewhere.
I think, you know, you touched on something there that we all dream about, but it's definitely the scalability is so much greater. As you're saying, group coaching, one to many, or being able to just reach people. I don't even know how I'd have the business I have if I didn't, you know, I'm working daily from somebody from South Africa and somebody from Australia. Mm-hmm. And if I was trying to do that in my local market, so there's so much potential out there. Do you find, let's say you've got a brick and mortar person, maybe you've helped them write a book or they've written a book. What are kind of the common next steps? I mean, is it a course? Is it coaching? Is it,
Yeah, and I think that really depends on the person. That's why we have to go back to like what makes that person, you know, unique. What is it that's about you, and what do you want your business to look like, and how do you want that to scale? So there are some people who absolutely still love doing more having one-on-one clients along with maybe some other things. They don't want to give up that piece. There are other people that may say, I don't want to do one-on-one. I love this concept, Gina. For me, I love doing group coaching. I love bringing in a group of students, working with them and taking them through. So it really starts out with us diving in deep and really evaluating, looking at your brand, looking at your book, looking at the things you already have in place, and how can we take those things and maneuver them to put them in a place where you're able to have a business that you want versus just out there grabbing all the different shiny objects trying to make the things work. And so I think that there is so much in the online world, and we see it and we're inundated with it, and it's really easy to grab and think, oh, I want to do this, or I want to do this, and this is the thing that's working, and this is the other thing that everybody's doing, so I should jump on that bandwagon. But when we really take a step back and we look at everything from that, you know, 360 view, as you say, and really over sight of that whole business, and what is it that you really want long term? So just a quick story about me. From my husband is retired, and so he and I wanted to be able to travel. And so a big part of me moving my business was for us to be able to be remote. And so I literally am all over the world, all over the country, and I am traveling full-time 100% and run my business. That's not what everybody wants. So you have to determine from the beginning, like, What are your ultimate goals? What do you see that next step looking for you? And how do you scale so that you're able to achieve the things that you want to achieve in your life and do it in a way that's authentic to you and not just what everybody else is doing? Because there are some people who would say, I would never want to do that. You know, I really like being in my own community or reaching just my own network. And that's okay too, if that's where you want to be. And I think the other thing is a lot of mindset, because a lot of times professionals and those of us in the professional world, we're used to doing things a certain way. And a lot of going into the online world puts us out in a public audience, puts our faces out there. We have to get comfortable with that. And we have to be able to say, yeah, I'm ready to move into that next step. And it's like a mindset thing of moving from one thing to the other, to the next. So that's really the best places to start, is really with where you're at and what looking at what you have, and how do you want to navigate those things and move them to achieve what you really want in life.
That, I mean, that's really refreshing to hear, because one, I'm one of those shiny object people, so I'm guilty of that. I've gone through that, but I've also gone through where I had a coach at a time, not a malicious coach, but saying, you need to do this, this, and this. And I was trying to do things that weren't for me, rather than what you're describing is how you help people is, let's design the business around you. You like to travel. We're going to design a business that's conducive to that. If you like one-on-one with people, you can do that. If you like group coaching, if you like creating courses.
I think it's real easy to look and see, you know, any big name person in our industry, we can look around and see them and they, you know, we think, oh, I can't be like that person, or that's out of my comfort zone, or, you know, I don't know how to get to that point, or that's just not me. And then we feel like, well, then I really can't achieve the same things. And you really can't. Everything doesn't have to look the same. You need to be, when you really get authentic with yourself and really discover where your true passions are and what really works for you, then you're able to step into those next things. I mean, I can teach you how to build a membership. I can teach you how to build courses. I can teach you how to do group coaching. I can teach you, you know, marketing techniques, all of those things. We can, you know, as coaches, we can do that. But all of those things are not necessarily right for you. And so once you really hone in to what is right for you, then you have the same ability to be one of those, you know, gurus out there that you like look to, or, you know, have seen in the online, and you just feel like, oh, I want to attain, you know, I want to get to there, but that's just not me. I'm not the flashy person. Or maybe you are, and you're like, oh, well, I'm like really out there. I'm super pumped. So how do I bring that on? You know, how do I bring that in an authentic way that's me? And I think that's when you start there and you really build around that, then you're going to have a successful business. And, you know, everybody has a different idea of what they want their businesses to look like. So that's really my best advice, you know, and that's where I start with people. And when you start there, then everything else is going to line up.
This is great, because you're describing me to a T going through. I mean, I was in a room, Brendan Burchard, Experts Academy. Mm-hmm. And I had this, he was like 2,000 people in this room. And this is four or five years ago. And I remember thinking, how am I ever going to be like that? Mm-hmm. And yet now, I mean, you get the satisfaction out of the individual responses like this, you helped me, or, you know, I talked to a client last week and they're just like, I love how you do this, this, and this. And it's so appealing, but it's also, everybody started, Brendan Burchard started with zero people on his email list and zero people in the audience, and all of us can, and there's so many people that have incredible businesses that you've never heard of, but they're helping their niche of people.
Yeah. And I think, you know, especially in my industry, people told me, it won't work. You can't do this. Parents aren't going to pay for, you know, this type of thing. This is only in the entrepreneurial space. This is not, your space isn't going to that's not going to work. And that's not true. Now I have that whole industry flocking to me to teach them how to do that as well, because it does work. So whatever your niche is, it doesn't really matter. There is an audience, and there is an audience that's online. And there is an audience that wants your personality. And I always tell people, you know, they'll ask me, you know, do you feel like the market's overcrowded? Or do you feel like, what happens if you put something out there and somebody takes your stuff? Or what if you, you know, is somebody going to go to somebody else besides you? And, you know, my answer is always that the right people come to me. You know, I trust that if somebody is sharing my information, then it's going to all come out in the, you know, in the right way for me in the long run, because I'm doing the right thing. I don't feel like, you know, that if we get into this competitive thing, that it just causes undue stress. And, you know, the honesty is that there are people that are going to relate to me. There are people going to relate to you. Like you said, they're going to want your personality. They want the way you teach versus the way Brendan teaches. And then there are people that are going to go to Brendan because they like the way he teaches. And so, you know, when you're really being honest to yourself, you're going to have the right clients. And I think that any of us who've had clients that are not the right clients for us, that always causes lots of stress and angst and all of those things. And you're thinking, why did I take that client on? So when you're being authentic, you're going to have the right clients.
I agree. And there's also something, and you've got the more experience about this, so tell me, but in the brick and mortar world, you know, if you got two restaurants and a couple blocks away, they're competitors, right?
Oh, yes.
That's not the same online. I mean, people that are doing the exact same things, what you just mentioned, I share, you know, this other person, I'm going to just share them with my theoretical competitor, not really more. I look at everybody as partners online. They might relate to that person more. They have somebody that might relate to you more. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, you know, like the Brendan Richard example, it's like, yeah, let's say I'm doing the same thing he's doing, that, but he's 1,000 steps ahead of that beginner. I'm maybe 2.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, Brendan inspired me, but I need to work with somebody who's a little closer to where I am. So you only have to be a few steps ahead to help the next person get up those steps.
That's absolutely right. And I definitely agree with you. In the brick and mortar business, I saw, especially in my industry, people would feel like, oh, we're in the same town. So we're, you know, pulling kids from the same various high schools and those things. And so there felt like there was more competitiveness. And that's really breaking away now, because I don't have to see students just in the local schools, you know, that are around me. I can see students anywhere. And it's the same thing in my business. Like, I'm working with business owners all over the US, and it doesn't really matter where they're at, or even internationally, because basically with online tools, with online access, with all of these things, then we can work it within our time zone. And if I'm the right fit and I'm where they're at in their journey, then I'm going to be able to help them walk through that. And I think it's so hard for me when I'll see people who've come, who've, you know, taken a lot of courses or taken, you know, joined other masterminds or whatever the situation is. And it's not that what they learned was wrong or they, you know, had great content. It's just that the person really didn't know where they were going, and they were just kind of grabbed those things and thought, okay, I'm going to go out and do this. And so they're now like, how do I take all of this knowledge that I have and how do I pull it in to really create that, you know, business that I want and to move forward? I mean, the greatest day in my life was the day I gave up my office space. So, like I said, I have virtual offices all over the place now. So it's wonderful. And I love that part of it. And so, you know, not having to be tied to that, getting up, going in, having to pay for paid advertising, like in a newspaper, or, you know, going out, doing all of those things that we had to do in that traditional brick and mortar piece, is gone. It's freed up a massive amount of time for me. It's given me the ability to live life on my terms versus, you know, pushing to just get that next client.
I can tell you, it was literally 25 months ago for me that I gave up that. I mean, I had a virtual office. Mm-hmm. I can't even, now I'm looking at it, I'm like, why did I even go there? Mm-hmm. You know, but I packed up, I said, you know what? I got a feeling this isn't going to get better anytime soon. I moved out over the weekend and it was then became April 1st. And here in Arizona, they shut they locked everybody out of their offices. I'm like, thank God I moved everything home, you know, so I could continue to work and just get settled here. And I've, you know, everything's been in the same boxes are still in the same spots too. Mm-hmm. But that's goes back to designing. Now we can design a business we want. Mm-hmm. I also appreciate what you're talking about with the trying to buy the course. You know, I'm a course collector too. I've gone mm-hmm. through that phase where it's like, I need this. Oh, you know what? Here's the next thing I probably need before I get started. And really, I should have been doing what you have said is designing that business around me, what I like to do, what my skill sets mm-hmm. are, and who my clients are. I really like that about what mm-hmm. you said there. So if somebody's okay, so they're saying, yeah, okay, mm-hmm. I want to be like Dr. Tina and just move around, or they've got some, you know, maybe they don't know that part yet. Mm-hmm. What's the next step? They said, okay, I'm pumped. What should they do after they turn off this video? What's the first thing they should do to kind of get their head in order and start thinking about moving online?
Yeah, I really do think it goes back to just really sitting down. And I would say, take inventory of everything you have, of where you're at, all the things you've done. Think about what is your passion? I mean, why are you doing this? Because, you know, so many times we've all heard where the person's like, oh, I'm going to, you know, leave my job. I'm going to become an entrepreneur and I'm going to work less hours and all of these things are going to happen. And then all of a sudden you realize you're working millions of more hours and, you know, it's much more difficult than you think. And so, you know, if you're at that place that you're just like, I feel like there's too many things and I'm overwhelmed and it's just going in 100 different directions, you know, sit down and take inventory of those things. And even if your business is hitting on all cylinders and you're really happy with where you're at and you're just ready to move it and make it bigger and scale and take, you know, move more into an online space, then really take inventory. What are the things that, you know, you're excited about your business? What do you want your day to look like? And then decide which of those things can go into your business. Because what I can tell you is all the courses, all the things out there, they work. They're great and they're perfect. And there are a lot of people who use them in all their business and make a lot of money. And so I'm definitely not anti, you know, doing that type of thing. I think we have to be educated, but really and truly, you don't need all the things in your business. You need to figure out what is really right for you, what's going to excite you so that you can take that, implement that one thing and then move on. So if you're at a point you're ready to scale, maybe you've got some courses, but you're like, well, okay, I need to really expand my business. I want to, you know, expand more online. And what does that look like? Then take inventory of what would that next step be? If you're just starting, then definitely, you know, before you just jump into everything, really think through designing what your business should look like.
So do what Dr. Gina says and not what I did, which is, yeah, let me just make money first and then I'll figure out what I want to do. Mm-hmm. If you just figure out what you save yourself so much trouble, so much heartache and probably a lot of work.
And a lot of money, because I think that's definitely whatever. I mean, that's the very typical entrepreneur. I mean, I've been guilty of it myself. We all do that. It's like, oh, well, if I, you know, I'm on a budget and if I just do this one thing, that's the one thing that's going to open up the door. And then it's like the one thing to the one thing to the one thing. And then all of a sudden, you're trying to figure out how to swim through all of the millions of things that you have on your plate.
Right. And trying to merge them together into this, somehow this perfect plan. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't always work that way.
No.
Great stuff. So we're going to, and you've got some things for people. We got the link below us here and some free stuff.
Yeah.
You also help people. I noticed you do challenges and so some things like that. So,
When it comes to the online world, I've got, you know, I definitely have expertise in all of those things, from building courses to online memberships to, you know, group coaching to doing challenges to you name it. I got, you know, I can guide you in those things, but it's really, I didn't just jump in and do all of those things at once. I now have a process and a pipeline, and there is a reason and a purpose for each thing that I have in my business. So, so I definitely can guide you, guide people through figuring out what that looks like for them.
I think guidance is key, because I'm the person you've been describing throughout this interview, where it's, go grab the, I need a membership. Ooh, I need a course. Mm-hmm. I need a summit. I need this and that. And, you can get there, mm-hmm. but it's going to take a lot longer, a lot more money, a lot more time mm-hmm. than if you just kind of get guided. And it's like, we're going to add these pieces in the proper yeah. order and so forth. So reach out to Dr. Gina and, thanks for joining us, Dr. Gina Lester. Thank you so much for being on board and helping out. I've got a whole page of notes here myself. And in fact, I even wrote a couple to-dos based on things you said. I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to do that before anyone finds out that I haven't done that part yet. But thank you so much. And all of you, thanks for joining us. We will see you on the next session. Hey everybody, thanks for joining me on this episode of Book Profit Secrets. Abraham Lincoln once said if he had 6 hours to chop down a tree, he would spend the first 4 sharpening his axe. That's what this podcast is meant to do. That's also what we do on our site, our companion site, ray.fm. So check us out there and sharpen your axe, increase your influence, income, and audience, and we'll see you next time.